The following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio. And we're here again with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And, of course, you are always here, Daphne, to support our family caregivers. One of the lifelines I think that I had as a family caregiver was the people around my mom. I got coached on how to deal with her with dementia. I got coached on, you know, on how to deal with, you know, when hard questions come up, like, you know, where's your father? And your father's been dead, you know, for a long time. How do you handle the hard things? And I think one of the things you've been great for, wonderful for, is coaching families even before they need care to get them to that point. And certainly I know you're available for that. And so we want to make sure that our listeners know that, you know, all you have to do is pick up the phone and Daphne and her staff are, you know, there for us. So you have two more tips in this last segment that I really want to talk about. And they kind of go hand in hand. But the next one you have is, and first of all, let me just go through the one. Number one, pass the baton gracefully, which I think we talked about. Number two, allow for different styles of personalities, which is really good. Three, keep finances separate, which is really important. Number four, we're going to talk about keep healthy boundaries. Wow. Especially for a caregiver, that's a big one.
It is. It's hard. It's in a caregiver's natural personality to do the and then some and to give of themselves and to make life a little easier for someone else. Mm-hmm. And this really is going to fall, I think, in two categories. One, your boundaries with the people that you're caring for. Mm-hmm. And two, the boundaries of expectations of other people who have opinions about how your parents should be cared for. Mm-hmm. And so those two camps, I want to start with the one with the people you're caring for, your parents. That's our assumption today, that you're caring for your parents. And sometimes you can get those phone calls when you've gone home or all of a sudden in an irrational thought process of one of your parents. It can be, I need Hershey candy bars right now, tomorrow. And you have no time in your schedule to get Hershey candy bars. It sounds like a trite example, but it happens. Mm-hmm. Know that you can say no.
Yeah.
Know that you can gracefully say, gosh, Mom, I know that's really important to you, and I will put that on the grocery list. I'm going to the grocery store on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
We make that work. I know we've got stuff to make some chocolate chip cookies at home. Would you like to do that today?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that redirection kind of thing. But it's okay to say the N-O word,
mm-hmm.
that it's just not going to work.
You know, I learned with my experience, I used to go on Tuesdays and Fridays to see my mother, and every other weekend. That was that's when I would go to when she was in skilled nursing or whatever. So, and there was times my mother, because she had a little bit of dementia, she'd call and say, I need, you know, milk, right? Or I need a candy bar, or I need this, or I need that. And I'll go, that's a great thing for us to do on Tuesday, Mom, when I come.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she goes, oh, and I said, and then I would say, then we can go out for lunch. How would you like that? Immediately it was like, okay. And Mom learned that I wasn't going to jump and it was okay.
Yeah, it is okay. Because there will come things that you have to jump for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right now, a lot of people are caring for their parents in their homes. And so things happen. You know,
yes,
the furnace can decide not to kick on.
Exactly. Both things happen.
Gutter falls down because it hasn't been emptied.
Yes, exactly.
To make exceptions. But the things that you don't have to, quote, jump for, be confident that you don't have to meet their every beck and call. Your boundaries are good. It's also good for your family then. You know, let's just start with your immediate family, your children, your spouse, whatever, whoever that is, that they know they can count on Wednesdays, Mom's available for me.
Mm-hmm.
On Wednesday, that's the day that we have our date night. You know, whatever your schedule is,
right.
It's important for you to stay true to it, not only for yourself, but for your immediate family.
Right.
Boundaries are fine and good and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
For a caregiver, they can feel awkward.
Yeah.
They can feel like you're dropping the ball.
Yeah, exactly.
You're being self-centered.
I think, too, it gives your loved one an opportunity to find something to look forward to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I used to just drop everything at, you know, at the hat. I got myself burned out. And what ended up happening was, is that because my mom just always knew I was there, it was hard to her to bond with people, number one, in her community, because she had me every day. And I actually am very grateful that the nurse at the front desk, you know, where she was living, she said, Suzanne, you don't need to come here every day. Please don't. As a matter of fact, a lot of communities recommend you don't visit for the first 2 weeks when they move in, so that they get an opportunity to get settled into a routine. So this healthy boundaries is important. And I think and I remember feeling burned out. And I said to my mom, I go, I hate to do this to you, but I need 2 weeks off. And I'll see you in a couple of weeks. And, you know, my mom was like, oh, it's okay, honey. It's okay. You take your time. So I was lucky that my mom did understand. But understand that it's okay, obviously.
Boundaries are healthy. In terms of your family members, sometimes you're going to get suggestions from other people who come and visit. And the people who come and visit your charges, your parents, they hear different stories than you hear.
Yeah,
or they have different observations than you have.
Mm-hmm.
And it is okay to listen to their observations. Mm-hmm. It is not okay for them to tell you should be doing something. Should, could, and would. Should, and would is not okay.
Yeah.
That they can, you know, offer. Come, you know what? If you'd like to have mom go out and plant the tulips, Sunday is a really bright, sunny day. How about if you make time in your schedule and go help her?
Right.
You know, and it doesn't have to become the feeling that, oh, I'm dropping the ball. My sister doesn't think I'm doing a good enough job.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, just turn it around and say, in my own mind, that I can't do anything outside right now. I am taking care of mom and dad inside the house. If it's the visiting, you know, to a community, and you're the person who is supporting their needs outside of the community. If it's not going to work for a given week because you've got other things going on with your personal life, it's okay for you to ask for help and to say, clearly I can't do this. If someone else can't pick up the ball, it's okay for you to say, just like you said, I need 2 weeks break.
Yeah.
Set a boundary. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's healthy.
And that takes us to our last tip from Daphne. Take care of you first. Big one for caregivers.
Yes, it is. And for caregivers, lots of people and our listeners right now are probably going, I don't even know what that means. How do I take care of myself? What does that look like?
And first, before anybody else.
Exactly.
How do you do that when a lot of times family caregivers have, you know, children that may be, you know, still at home or grandchildren? You probably have a husband or a spouse that you're having to be there for, plus now you have a senior loved one. And you might have an aunt or an uncle also that you're there for, right?
Right.
So it's that sandwich generation that most of us boomers are in. You know, it's hard sometimes to think, how do I even begin to take care of myself?
Right. And so a tip I would give you, if you just go to that place of saying, I don't even know what that means, take care of myself first, what does that mean? Think about your hobbies. Have a list of hobbies that you do, things that give you joy. I mean, you might need a refrigerator list, the things that give you joy. And if you haven't done those in the last 30 days or in the last 7 days or the last 24 hours, whatever that item is, I suggest that you have a nice little check mark behind it because you're going to do it today.
Very good.
Because that's a place for you to start. If reading a book is something that gives you joy, make sure you've got some check marks behind that I did read the book. I sat down.
Or my favorite TV show.
Yeah.
Or, in my case, I have roses and I love my rose garden in the spring, you know, in the summer and fall, and all the different things that you can do as a, you know, hobbies, the things that you love. Pets are wonderful for that. You have a beloved pet. Those are great hobbies, and getting involved in groups of, you know, networking. And I think the other thing is don't forget to connect with your friends. I think that, you know, I go right back to what we really talked about initially when we talked about you know, when you're dealing with burnout and all these things, it's okay to reach out and ask for help, to say, I need some laughter. I need your help. You know, I need to, and that's, I think, where your friends can be so important.
Right. I want to go back to that giving it shape, though.
Yeah.
You know, to have that list, you know, if you're a real organized person, maybe the spreadsheet is what you need. And to have a physical date.
I love that.
Have a physical check mark to highlight it, whatever works for you, so that you know you are doing it. And it's a list that you can go to that says, I don't even know what would give me joy right now.
Right.
Maybe it's to get in your car and, you know, go look at the sound. Sit at your favorite park. Maybe it is to have quality time with your husband and you haven't had date night.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's whatever that date night looks like for you, make it happen. Yeah. But then you don't have to have the energy to say, I don't know what gives me joy.
All of these things are amazing. So how do we reach you?
Best way is at my website at PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com, first of all, because you'll see all of our podcasts. You'll see lots of information about who we are as a company. You can reach out to us at our website, and you can also call us at 855-734-1500. That's 855-734-1500, and you will get a live person just about every time you call.
Well, we're so excited always to have you on the program. And also, Daphne is in your back pocket, everyone. She is part of our library on so many platforms right now that we have just loaded onto. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify. We're on TuneIn. We are on Stitcher. We're on, you name it, Google Podcasts. So all you need to do, obviously, is find our channel. You can also very soon be able to locate our channels on our website. And you can go right there and you can sign up for getting podcasts and subscribing to our program. And absolutely, we will always be here for you on Saturdays at 1. And until next week, everyone, be good to each other.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to PinnacleSeniorPlacements.com.